settle on stars and moon.
And the moon.
And if I tell you about me, I hope you tell me what you've been through.
Been through.
Yeah, I'm always chasing this high, and all the pain in my eyes turned cold. December came by, those storms don't ever break mine. Yeah, I was told to make it right, king of my city, frame white. You held it down on break light. I learned these things take time.
From New York, this is Democracy Now.
People will not leave the president's house, the president's office or temple trees, the prime minister's official residence, until leaders officially announce their resignations. If they don't leave on the 13th, what will happen is that the people will decide to storm wherever they are hiding now.
Thousands of protesters stormed the Sri Lankan president and prime minister's homes, refusing to leave until they officially resign. We'll go to Colombo to speak with one of the protesters. Then, the Pentagon authorizes another $400 million for the fight in Ukraine, bringing total U.S. security spending on Ukraine under President Biden to some $8 billion. We'll speak with Joe Loria, editor-in-chief of Consortium News, about the pressure on independent media to follow a single approved narrative on the Ukraine war.
The mainstream media has been, in many ways, whitewashing the causes and the historical context of the war, which in no way justifies what has happened in Ukraine. However, because we have reported that, we've become subject to reviews and attacks by government-linked organizations, including NewsGuard and PayPal, has shut us down. And we've also had British government officials looking into us. So this is a very chilling moment for free press, I believe.
And as calls grow for President Biden to declare a public health emergency to ensure access to abortion after the Supreme Court overturned Roe, we'll get an update from two leading abortion providers in southern states.
Alabama was the first state to pass a complete, total, no exceptions abortion ban. Then it was one of the first states to close all of its doors once the Supreme Court decision came down and overturned Roe v. Wade. Now we're expecting it to be the first state where people are going to test what does it mean to aid and abet somebody when getting an abortion.
We'll speak with Robin Marty, author of the new handbook for post-Roe America. She's operations director of the West Alabama Women's Center, which just reopened Monday. And with Diane Derzis, CEO of Jackson Women's Health Organization, the clinic at the center of the Supreme Court case that overturned Roe, Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In Ukraine, the death toll from a Russian rocket attack Sunday on an apartment block in the Donetsk town of Chasiv Yar has risen to 33. Rescue crews pulled 9 survivors from the wreckage. Let's see if there's more right now on what's happening. Rescue crews pulled the 9 survivors elsewhere in Ukraine. Ukraine says 5 people were killed, including 2 children, and dozens more injured after Russian shells fell on Kharkiv. In Washington, D.C., the Biden administration accused Russia of turning to Iran with a request for hundreds of weapons-capable drones for use in Ukraine. In Kyiv, the Communist Party of Ukraine and other left parties report they've been banned and had their assets seized under a decree by President Volodymyr Zelensky, prohibiting political parties deemed to be pro-Russian. In Moscow, President Putin said he would expedite the procedure for Ukrainians to obtain Russian citizenship. Ukrainian officials condemned the move, calling it an encroachment on Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. On Monday, a top Ukrainian official said some 7,200 military personnel are missing and unaccounted for, though most are believed to be in Russian captivity. We'll get the latest on the war in Ukraine later in the broadcast. The Biden administration said Monday U.S. physicians must provide abortions if a pregnant person is experiencing a medical emergency and their life is at risk. In a letter to federal health agencies, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra said doctors who offer the procedure in states with abortion bans would be protected under the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act, which is federal law. Becerra warned hospitals and physicians who refuse to provide abortions under these circumstances would face the loss of Medicare funding and financial support from other state health programs. In Michigan, reproductive justice advocates have formally submitted over 700,000 signatures in support of a ballot initiative that would enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution. The measure would be up for a vote in November. We'll have the latest on the fight over reproductive rights in the U.S. later in the broadcast. In Texas, hundreds of protesters marched through the streets of Uvalde Sunday, braving triple-digit temperatures to demand answers over the May 24th massacre at Robb Elementary School that left 19 fourth graders and their two teachers dead. Joining the protest was Alessandra Garcia, whose mother, Irma, was one of the teachers killed in the attack.
She was kind and loving. She had a way with words. She was the backbone to our family. And we will never be the same. As sad as it is, a part of me knew my mother would give her life to save her students.
Alessandra Garcia's father, Joe, died of a heart attack 2 days after his wife, Irma, was killed by the Uvalde shooter. At the White House, the parent of a student killed in a 2018 mass shooting interrupted President Biden Monday to demand more federal action on gun control. Biden was holding the ceremony in the Rose Garden with survivors and family members affected by gun violence, celebrating a signature of a bipartisan gun safety bill. When Manuel Oliver rose to challenge Biden's record on guns, Oliver lost his 17-year-old son, Joaquin, to a mass shooter at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, Valentine's Day 2018.
Today's many things is proof that despite the naysayers, we can make meaningful progress on dealing with gun violence. Because make no mistake, sit down, you'll hear what I have to say. If you think you...
I'm going to tell you this. I'm here.
Let me finish my comment. Let him talk. Let him talk. No one... Okay?
Manny Oliver was then escorted away by Secret Service agents after the confrontation. He told reporters he's demanding Biden create an office in the executive branch focused solely on gun violence.
What am I supposed to do today here? Listen to a package of bills that don't solve 100% of problem that is killing people every single day in America? Clap and be happy and be part of a celebration? Not me. We got a fancy invitation from the White House. It was like going to a wedding. And I'm here. I thought that I needed to be here. But I also needed to say what I said.
He was wearing a T-shirt with a picture of his son, Guac, on it. Public health officials are warning of a fast-spreading new coronavirus variant that's been linked to a growing number of cases across India. The BA.2.75 variant evolved from the highly contagious Omicron lineage and appears to be outcompeting rival forms of the virus. This comes as the BA.5 Omicron subvariant now accounts for a majority of cases in the United States, where COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to rise and test positivity rates have climbed to their third worst levels of the pandemic. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders are delaying action in the Senate, where the two senators, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, are absent after testing positive for coronavirus. Blumenthal announced his diagnosis Monday after returning from a trip to Ukraine, where he met with President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top officials. In Sri Lanka, President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has reportedly made a failed attempt to flee the country ahead of his resignation for Wednesday. Agence France-Presse reports the president may now use a Navy patrol boat to flee the island nation, which is facing a major economic crisis, and saw thousands of protesters storm the president's home Saturday and set fire to the prime minister's residence. Rajapaksa is immune from arrest while he's still president and may be trying to leave in order to avoid being detained. He's accused of war crimes during his time as defense minister and of bankrupting Sri Lanka with massive corruption and economic management that's left millions of people with shortages of food, fuel and electricity. In the capital, Colombo, restaurants use firewood to prepare meals Monday.
We cook using wood. There is no cooking gas here. It has been 15 days, and the authorities said the cooking gas would be made available, but it has not arrived yet.
After headlines, we'll go to Colombo, Sri Lanka, for the latest. President Biden departs for Jerusalem this evening, the first stop in his four-day trip to the Middle East. After meeting with Israeli leaders, Biden's scheduled to meet with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank before going to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, to meet with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. As a presidential candidate, Biden vowed to make Saudi Arabia pariah over its human rights violations and the assassination of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. This week, Reuters reported the Biden administration's discussing the possible lifting of its ban on U.S. sales of so-called offensive weapons to Saudi Arabia, including Lockheed Martin F-35 jets. Biden put the ban in place early last year, citing the Saudi-led coalition's disastrous war in Yemen, which has killed more than 100,000 people since 2015. In immigration news, the Biden administration's extended temporary protected status, TPS, for Venezuelans for another 18 months. This designation only protects Venezuelans who've been in the United States since March 2021. Venezuelan asylum seekers who've come to the U.S. after March 8, 2021, are not eligible for the temporary humanitarian relief and face deportation. Tens of thousands of Venezuelans have fled due to rising shortages of food and medicine and other conditions that have been largely exacerbated by harsh U.S. sanctions on Venezuela. This comes as the Biden administration also continues to mass expel thousands of asylum seekers from Haiti, Central America, and other regions arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border under the Trump-era pandemic policy, Title 42. And First Lady Jill Biden's facing massive backlash after saying Latinx people are, quote, as unique as breakfast tacos. Biden made her remarks Monday during an annual conference hosted by the group Unidos U.S. in San Antonio, Texas.
The diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
The National Association of Hispanic Journalists, NAHJ, responded in a statement, quote, we are not tacos. Our heritage as Latinos is shaped by a variety of diasporas, cultures, and food traditions, and should not be reduced to a stereotype, unquote. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman in New York, joined by Democracy Now! Co-host Juan Gonzalez in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Amy, and welcome to all of our listeners and viewers across the country and around the world.
And people should read your book, The Harvest of Empire, The History of Latinos in America, to understand the diversity and the enormous, rich history of the Latinx population in this country, Juan. Well, we begin today's show in Sri Lanka, where President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has reportedly made a failed attempt to flee the country ahead of his resignation set for Wednesday. Agence France-Presse reports the president may now use a Navy patrol craft to flee the island nation, which is facing a major economic crisis, and saw thousands of protesters storm the president's home Saturday and set fire to the prime minister's residence. Protesters are still occupying the president's home until he formally resigns. Rajapaksa is immune from arrest while he's still president, may be trying to leave in order to avoid being detained. He's accused of bankrupting Sri Lanka with massive corruption, economic mismanagement, and also of war crimes during his time as defense minister. After his resignation, an interim all-party unity government is expected to lead the country. Sri Lanka's parliament will meet Friday, and a new president is set to be elected by the members of the parliament next week. For more, we go to the capital, Colombo, to speak with Bhavani Fonseca, a human rights lawyer, senior researcher at the Center for Policy Alternatives in Colombo. She's been participating in the protests. Her recent article is headlined, Sri Lanka's Crisis and the Power of Citizen Mobilization. Welcome to Democracy Now! Bhavani, thank you so much for being with us. If you can start off by talking about how these protests began. Now the protesters occupying the prime minister's and the president's home demanding both resign. Talk about the power of citizen protest.
Thank you, Amy, for having me. I mean, Sri Lanka is facing quite the remarkable period. At one level, we have an unprecedented political and economic crisis. But at another, we've seen citizens peacefully protesting for months, asking for change, a change in political culture, a change in the political leadership, and basically political accountability. So there is a real reawakening of the citizen, and it's quite remarkable to see the numbers that have come out to the streets peacefully protesting over the months. But what was even more remarkable was the numbers that came out on Saturday, on the 9th of July. And this was in a context where many don't have fuel to travel. So many walked for hours to get to the protest site, and they occupied the protest site. And unlike the other days of protests, they were able to enter the presidential secretariat, the presidential palace, and the official residence of the prime minister.
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday will start out cloudy but become sunny with a high of 26 degrees Celsius. Thursday will be cloudy with sunny breaks in the morning, becoming sunnier in the afternoon with a high of 24 degrees Celsius. Friday will be sunny throughout the day with a high of 26 degrees Celsius. Saturday will be partly sunny throughout the day with a high of 27 degrees Celsius. Sunday will be mainly sunny with a high of 28 degrees Celsius. Monday will be mainly sunny but muggy with a high of 28 degrees Celsius. And finally, Tuesday will be mainly sunny with a high of 28 degrees Celsius. And again, it will be muggy.
Take and you take and you take and you take. Chard Chenier, and you're listening to the New Spins Library on CKUT.
And now for some news you can use. Indigenous Fridays are back at Cabot Square. These events explore Indigenous art and culture and raise awareness on homelessness in Montreal's Indigenous communities. That's every Friday until August 19th from 1 to 4 p.m. You can find out more on the Cabot Square Project Facebook page. And the Canadian Foreign Policy Institute is having a webinar in support of McGill students in solidarity with Palestine. They'll have Pink Floyd's guitarist, Roger Waters, as a special guest speaker. The webinar is on Thursday at 3 p.m. You can find out more about the event at the Canadian Foreign Policy Institute's Facebook page. And the community group Solidarity Across Borders is organizing a march in support of non-status migrants in Montreal and across Canada. The demonstrators will be meeting at Place Émile de Gamelin on Sunday, July 17th at 2 p.m. You can find out more on the Instagram page ssf.sab or on the website solidarityacrossborders.org. And the nonprofit blood collection agency AIMA Québec wants more Black people to donate blood. Most of the Quebecers with sickle cell anemia and who need regular blood transfusions are Black. It is less risky for regular blood recipients if their donors are more genetically similar. For more information on how to donate, visit hema/quebec.qc.ca.
Hello there, and welcome to In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, a bite-sized, informative podcast that's aimed to be listened to while you're in the shower, but it can really be listened to anywhere at all.
You can listen to it while you're in bed playing Zelda, which I've been doing for the last 2 weeks.
You can listen to it while you're watering your plants.
You can listen to it while you're having a poached egg.
You can listen to it while you're clipping your little kitten's toenails.
The point is, you can listen to it absolutely anywhere. This is a podcast for people who say they don't have time to listen to podcasts. We take the mysteries of the world and unfold them before your very ears. Not your eyes. It's a podcast. Come on, people.
Listeners send in questions that they've always wondered the answer to, but never quite went as far as looking up. Questions like,
how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could indeed chuck wood?
Why does our hair turn grey?
Why do we fall in love?
Why do we eat turkeys for Christmas?
And loads more. Seriously, we've done a ton of questions at this point.
I suppose you could say,
we want to expand your mind while you wash your behind.
And this week is no different.
We're tackling a big one this week. This week's question comes from the entire population of planet Earth after Christmas and New Year's. And the question is, what is a hangover and how do I deal with it?
It hurts so bad, Marcus.
It hurts so bad. Hello, lovely people. I hope you're all feeling well, feeling relaxed and refreshed, because today we're going to be talking about something that I think most of us have felt at some point. It can bring you to your knees, keep you in bed all day, leave you with a dry mouth and sweaty palms. have you begging for mercy, and as soon as you recover, you'll want to do it all again.
But we already did an episode on love, Marcus.
We're not talking about love, Taz. We're talking about the dreaded hangover, what they actually are, and what is the best way to treat them.
I wouldn't know what a hangover is, Marcus. 2018 means new year, new me, and I'm doing dry January. Look at my skin. I have never been more radiant.
For all our international listeners, dry January is where Irish people promise all of their friends that for the entire month of January, they're not going to drink alcohol. And then it lasts about a week and they all break the promise in unison. It's a tradition.
Last night I went to the pub and ordered just a ginger ale, and the barman questioned it, saying, like, a non-alcoholic ginger beer?
That's welcome to Ireland.
Okay, well, let's start by describing what exactly a hangover feels like for our non-drinker overlords.
Thinking you're better than us with your clear skin and functioning livers. Well, actually, you are. So according to the good doctors at the Mayo Clinic, the symptoms of a hangover include a splitting headache, excessive unquenchable thirst, muscle and body aches, nausea, vomiting, increased sensitivity to light and sound. And the list goes on and on. It's a miserable old situation.
They don't mention the fear, though, that you've done something stupid, like take your pants off and dance in the bar, or tell your boss that you're a good boss 90% of the time, but the rest of the time he's just a wanker. Or the clinical need for a massive greasy pizza with extra garlic dip.
Oh, please.
So when you're hungover, what's exactly happening to you?
Well, the word hangover is a slang term. The actual condition is called vasalgia.
So you're telling our listeners they should call in to work sick with a bad dose of vasalgia and they'll get away with it?
I don't know. It's better than going, I was in Coppers until 4 a.m. last night drinking Jaeger bombs out of a shoe. You know, just say, oh yeah, no, my vasalgia is acting up. It's terrible.
They wouldn't question it.
I've been throwing up all morning. They'll be like, oh God, take 2 days off. Listen, we'll send you food. But basically what happens when you drink alcohol, it causes your pituitary gland, which is a small gland in your brain that regulates a ton of different stuff, to stop releasing a hormone called vasopressin, which is an antidiuretic hormone. Basically, in a nutshell, drinking booze makes you pee far more.
I just thought that was because of the actual volume of a pint. Like, the pint goes in, pint comes out. It's the circle of life.
It surprised me too, Taz. Like, I always thought that it was just, you know, breaking the seal. Yeah. You start peeing, you don't stop peeing.
Yeah.
But in reality, for every 250 mils of alcohol you take in, you expel somewhere in the region of 800 mils to 1 litre. You are literally taking the piss.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Like, that's double, triple.
That's quadruple.
Quadruple. That's mad. Yeah. Like, I suppose that kind of explains the dehydration element of a hangover, though. Like, if you're literally losing water at a 1-4 ratio to what you're taking in, obviously you're going to get dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. And this is where the hangover starts. When there's a sudden massive lack of water in your body the next morning, all of your organs start competing with each other for the small bit of water that's left, because they need water to function.
Of course.
So what happens is they drain the water out of your brain, which literally causes your brain to shrink in your head.
Then why does it feel like my head is going to explode sometimes after a big night? Like the opposite, like my brain is like expanding.
Right. This is where, like, I've actually started rethinking my drinking after this.
It's working.
Basically, when your brain shrinks, it literally starts pulling at the membranes that are attached to the inside of your skull that keep your brain in place. That headache that you're feeling is actually a result of your brain screaming out for help, shrinking and, like, yanking at it. It's horrible.
Jesus.
Like, think about your poor little brain.
That is pretty horrific.
But you know what? Like, your brain basically trying to, like, fall out the front of your face is only the start of it. When you drink alcohol, your body produces this compound, a really nasty compound, called acetaldehyde.
A shrinking brain isn't enough. Our own bodies are trying to actually poison us now.
I know. Basically, if you're drinking moderately, like, you know, a couple of glasses of wine with a nice carbonara and Netflix, then acetaldehyde isn't a problem. It's fine. You'll flush it out because the liver is able to do that. It bonds to a couple of compounds in your liver and it gets flushed out easily. But if you're properly drinking heavily on the session, then your liver runs out of these compounds. So it can't bind anything to the acetaldehyde, and then you have a problem. When that builds up, that's what causes the nasty hangover symptoms like nausea and vomiting.
Is that why drinking makes you puke?
Well, one of the reasons.
Like, why do we do this to ourselves? What are the other reasons?
Drinking alcohol also promotes the production of hydrochloric acid in your stomach. And when that reaches critical levels, then it has to go somewhere. Namely, out of the bottom hole in your face.
God.
Yeah.
No.
It's grim.
No.
Yeah, it's really grim. So if you're hungover right now, that's basically what's going on in your body.
Your organs are trying to kill each other over the small amount of water you have left. It's basically a drought in your body, and your brain is trying to rip itself inside out of your own head.
Yeah, basically something along those lines. So that's what a hangover is. So before we kind of wrap up, let's have a quick chat about preventing hangovers and curing them.
Oh, please, sign me up for this one. This is what people really came here for. Give us the juice, Marcus.
Well, actually, step one of avoiding a hangover is actually avoiding the juice.
What?
I know that this seems like a really, really obvious kind of thing, but drinking in moderation is the most reliable way of not getting hungover. And I know that's by being...
If people drank in moderation all the time, then we wouldn't be recording this episode, you goose.
Fair. But I know that like saying drinking in moderation is like being the best way to, or the most effective contraception is not, you know, having sex or anything like that. Yeah, but like, you know, obviously if you drink less, you're not going to be as goosed. Next up, avoid drinks with a lot of impurities. Most alcoholic drinks contain things called congeners, which are toxic byproducts of the fermentation process. These have been shown to be more present in dark liquors and, you know, like kind of darker alcohols like red wines.
Oh.
If you want to keep impurity free, stick to the likes of vodka, gin and white rum. Whiskey, bourbon and tequila have loads of these, and they've been shown to make hangovers far worse, and they've been associated with those symptoms like nausea and vomiting. And
I think if you're doing shots of tequila, your night has gotten pretty impure anyway.
I know. When was the last time you did a shot of tequila?
Oh, tequila was like my teen shot drink.
Really?
Tequila and Zambuca. So now the thoughts of it.
If I smell something.
Hang on, we did a shot of tequila recently enough.
Did we? No.
777.
No, I did, because you didn't want to do it. And then
I care about my body, Marcus.
No,
I didn't want to starve my body of liquid and have my brain shrinking in my skull.
No, but like, you can't just give me all the shots, even though that's exactly what you did. Other than that, when it comes to like preventing a hangover, eat beforehand. Eating afterwards will do absolutely nothing.
So all those garlic chips are going in vain, is what you're telling me.
Oh, they're delicious. They are delicious. I feel like they're going into my veins. I feel like I'm pumping garlic sauce around my body. But other than that, drink loads of water. In a perfect world, you're drinking a non-alcoholic drink between each alcoholic drink. Again, people say they're going to do it, but very rarely do. But that will help. Chug water before bed. Stuff like ibuprofen or anti-inflammatories will help with your headaches, but it won't help with any of your nausea symptoms. Get loads of sleep. Eat foods that'll bring your blood sugar back up. All of that kind of stuff.
What about the Just Eat meal deals and the Friends box sets?
Also completely essential.
So, Marcus, do you have any hangover facts to wrap up this episode?
I've got one. And it's not really a fact. It's more a kind of a depressing thing.
Oh, as if this episode wasn't depressing enough as it is.
Yeah, so the hair of the dog, which is the kind of thing where you drink alcohol the next day to ease yourself off a hangover. The way that that works is that the ethanol in the alcohol that you're drinking helps process the methanol. But it is one of the main signs of problem drinking. So be careful with your Bloody Marys. Marcus.
Well, there you have it, guys. I hope you found that episode as educational as I did. Dry January, more like dry year.
I'm going to give you about dry 3 more hours.
No, Marcus and I have a bet on to see who's going to break dry January, and it's not going to be me.
I'm convinced that you actually already have, and you're just not telling me.
No, I haven't. Don't smell my breath.
Guys, thank you so much for all your support and for continually sending questions. If you want to get in touch with us, you can get us on Facebook. Just look up In the Share with Taz and Marcus, or on Twitter, you can look up at In the Share Pod. Or if you want to get us on the email, what is the email, Miss Taz Kelleher?
The email is inthesharepodcast@gmail.com. And even if you don't have a question, get us on Facebook and Twitter and like us and share us and recommend us to your friends. Those recommendations go so much further than you may think. So please, please, please tell your friends and family about us.
Over Christmas, 4 people got in touch saying that they recommended us to their grannies. So you know what? Mission for 2017 accomplished.
High five, Marcus.
There you go. Edit in a high five sound right there. We are sitting far away from each other on a recording table.
A few thank yous to end up the episode. First off, thank you to Alan and Paddy in the Headstuff studio. I know that Alan doesn't drink, so he's probably been listening to this episode, cackling to himself, never knowing the true pain of a hangover.
And I know Paddy does drink, so Paddy, we're all in this together. And you know what? If we gang up on Alan, we can definitely overpower him. Even though our organs are shriveled to the size of a tiny little raisin.
Next up, thank you so much to Flo Robinson for our cover art, and our music thanks goes to...
Our music thanks indeed goes to the musical genius who came up with our theme song, Dave Gertzman. He is the man.
Next week's episode...
We're heating things up next week. We are looking at what makes food spicy.
That episode, as always, is going to be out next Monday in time for your morning shower. But in the meantime,
keep scrubbing.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
This is Brian Campbell, and you're listening to New Spin's Library on CKUT.
It's a lightning morning, the sun is shining bright. Put away your sadness, dear, we're gonna have a bright good time.
baby blue. We've been talking since the beginning of June, and July has left me feeling so confused. Won't you come here, baby blue? Wasted on you, with no sun, just lying naked in my room, picking daisies on a summer afternoon. Won't you kiss me, baby blue? Sipping cola with a friend on the line, in your blue sweatshirt lying in my arms. May it even gone. As we're lying there with my fingers in your head, never felt such ease with a woman. It's like you're setting a spell on me. She said, let's grab a drink, and we ran inside alone and jumped down on the bed. I knew that I had met my love. Hey, baby blue, we've been talking since the beginning of June, and July has left me feeling so confused. Won't you come here, baby blue? Wasted on you, no sun, just lying naked in my room, picking daisies on a summer afternoon. Won't you kiss me, baby, too? As we ride along, hand in hand, five best friends in a camper van, as we sing along, Dancing Queen. Sing, you can dance, having the time of our lives, finding paradise by the dashboard light. She said, baby, baby, kiss me gently as we're lying on the roof, like a perfect honeymoon, but we're too young for that too. Hey, baby blue, we've been talking since the beginning of June, and July has left me feeling so confused. Won't you come here, baby? Wasted on you, with no sun, just lying naked in my room, picking daisies on a summer afternoon. Won't you kiss me, baby blue? I said, baby, I love you. Lady, I really do. My baby blue. High as hell in summer, living like a lover. I never want to change. Reminiscing of the days I had you. Oh, yeah, baby blue, we've been talking since the beginning. July has left me feeling so confused. Won't you come here, baby blue? Wasted on you, with no
no sun, just lying naked in my room, picking daisies on a summer afternoon. Won't you kiss me, baby blue? Feels like summer.
Stays that way. I know we come from different places. places, and we've been in different spaces, and yet here we are in the moment, wondering what our next step should be. If you wanna party with me, just take my hand and let's go slow. If you wanna party with me, just take my hand and let's go slow. If you wanna party with me, just take my hand and let's go slow. If you wanna party with me, just take my hand and let's go slow. Let's take a walk through the mess, don't mind the many interruptions. I got flow, I see your glow, so I got hope. So what is next? Maybe it's a surprise. Can we hold hands? Can we talk? Can we kiss? I gotta get your consent. If you wanna party with me, just take my hand and let's go slow. If you wanna party with me, just take my hand and let's go slow. If you wanna party with me, just take my hand and let's go slow. If you wanna party with me, just take my hand and let's go slow.
Like a noose, pace back and forth, circle the truth, reflect on my life as a youth. Wait, take a few steps back, let's get loose. If you need evidence, here's the proof. Thoughts been sinking, my shit's been leaking, but I stay buoyant, keep on keeping. Fucking with girls that be TLC creeping. Honestly, honesty's just an option, a thin red line of separation. Your emotion, my opinion, cross the threshold and keep your mind open. Let it go even if your heart's still frozen. Broke myself so I can't be broken. Don't be mad cause I might be chosen. Don't be mad cause I caught you posing. I might be a problem, probably nothing. Having a nightmare, wake up dreaming. Nights would stay in the evening. Everything can't be even Stevens. Like you weren't always for the win. Like you would never cheat for your kin. Well, in the end, in the end. Why are you tripping the next man? Why are you out on the streets, angry and yelling? End of the day, we all know that you're bluffing. End of the day, I'm trying to make something. End of your wave, but I'm still surfing. Stuck on the beach, yeah, you're hurting. Stick to your word, now you start running. Caught the last chick slipping, sprinting in the opposite direction of her intentions. Practice forgiveness, but learn my lessons. Takes many shapes, but it's all a blessing. Take a few puffs of the joint I'm burning. Take a few dabs off the rig I'm bunning. Give you that innocent, ooey bubbling. Straight and narrow, now I'm stumbling. Back to basics, back to business. I never forgot them. Back to the fact that money can't solve your problems. Well, okay, not all, just most of them. Income don't match motivation. Take my art to a new elevation. Can't sell my soul, but I'll give you an organ. Pull my heart through my abdomen. If that's the price of admission, hand of a fist is quite a bargain. Think you're hungry? Well, I'm starving. Think you're hungry? Well, I'm starving. Like, hey, I can feel a new sensation. Hey, I can feel the earth's rotation. But don't mean shit if there's no good reason. If there's no good reason, it don't mean shit. If there's no good reason, no, 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 it don't, it don't, it don't mean shit. If there's no good reason, it don't mean shit. If there's no good reason, it don't mean shit. If there's no good reason, it don't mean shit. If there's no good reason.
Don't mean shit, there's no good reason. No, 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 it don't. It don't.
Gods live on this earth. They all murder and steal. The lust of greed, all carefully concealed. The prophecies are tactics to elude us. And as for communion, the grape juice is poisonous. Just like common rats, we fell for the trap.
Well, that wraps it up for the New Spins Library on CKUT. Terminal 5 and the Sleepy King are up next. Keep on listening to CKUT.
You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal.
This is Terminal 5.
Le Festival Nuit d'Afrique, the rendezvous of world music, invites you to the 36th edition from the 12th to the 24th of July in Montreal. Do not miss one of Brazil's most amazing vocalists, Fabiana Coza, the pillars of Jinawi tradition, Mukhtar Ghania, and Jinawa Soul. The electric blues of the fabulous Don Tyler Watson. Live moments of pure beauty with a South African performance by Derek Gripper and the griot of Corazal Kisisoko. For the full program and tickets, go to festivalnuitdafrique.com.